USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man behind one of America's worst mass murders is pleading guilty. Nicholas Cruz did so today in a Florida courtroom. The 2018 shooting claiming the lives of 17 people at the Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. The dad of a Florida student who survived being shot multiple times by Cruz is speaking out.
My mission is, as a parent of the victim, and he's alive, cry for him. That is my decision, and that is my right to do it.
The Biden administration says once the COVID-19 vaccine is authorized for children ages 5 to 11, it plans to make the shot available at more than 25,000 pediatric offices and primary care sites and at nationwide pharmacies and schools. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
NBC News is reporting partial human remains have been found in the area where police have been searching for Brian Laundrie. The remains found in a portion of a dense swampy nature park in southwest Florida that were previously underwater. Many Democrats are concerned regarding President Biden's pick to be the top cop of the banking industry.
President Biden's pick to run one of Washington's most important banking industry regulators might not have enough support for confirmation in the Senate. Senate Democrats are split over whether to support Dr. Saul Omarova, Biden's choice to lead the office of the Comptroller of the Currency. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California's drought emergency now covers the entire state. Governor Gavin Newsom making the announcement Tuesday as California suffers its second driest year in history. The emergency proclamation requires local water suppliers to have contingency plans ready. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Democratic-led House Rules Committee is holding a meeting to discuss holding former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. After the January 6th Select Committee voted unanimously to hold him in contempt after he defied a subpoena. While testifying, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he condemns the violence that happened and is in support of the arrests that have gone on.
Republicans have been consistent. We have condemned violence every stinking time it happened. We condemned it on January 6th, and 600 people are being prosecuted and held accountable for what they did wrong, as well they should be.
Congressional Democrats continue to negotiate amongst themselves over two spending bills. The $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, and a multi-trillion dollar budget package. New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries is calling for restored state and local tax deductions to be included in the spending bill.
The strong consensus amongst the overwhelming majority of the members of the New York and New Jersey delegation is that some relief in terms of SALT should be part of this legislation.
A cap of SALT deductions at $10,000 was introduced in the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, with Republicans arguing blue states use a wasteful tax and spend model. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.